Nick at GDC07. Again, we're with Chris Satchel from the XNA team. Chris, you know, XNA Game Studio Express and the whole XNA tools kind of make it really easy for enthusiasts to, you know, start making games and get stuff out there. Now, you're actually, you're showing this in real time here at GD7. What's happening in the foyer?
Well, what we have here is the XNA Game Studio Express Challenge.
Yep.
We brought four teams together from around the world, and these are like teams of either one or two people, and they're going to build four games in 4 days. So they've been working here since like 9:30 Monday morning, and tomorrow on Friday we're going to unveil like four really cool, like simple games that they've built based on XNA Game Studio Express.
Now, they're doing this literally in the foyer. Like, there's thousands of people walking past them, you know, signing up, registering, doing their surveys, getting their T-shirts and taking photos.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, it's actually been called a petting zoo by some people because, you know, you've got these programmers and they're in their little roped-off area, but they are just, you know, they're talking to people, they're blogging at the same time. I mean, it's real-time game development, and anybody can just, like, they can come down, they can see what they're doing. So it's been really exciting, and there's so much interest in this.
And they've literally started from scratch. They've got, like, an Xbox. I can see, like, an Alienware PC and a monitor, and the Game Studio Express, and they're starting from ground zero.
Yeah, I mean, they just came in Monday morning. We'd sort of set up the systems on Sunday. They came in, and they just started jamming on it, and they've been here. They've been working sometimes a little bit late into the night. But, yeah, it's all gone on real-time here at GDC.
And what's the fuel for, you know, XNA enthusiast developers? Is it like Doritos and Pepsi and M&Ms? Or?
Well, you know, we had to limit their drink tickets a little bit. They are over 21, but, you know, we don't want drunk coding in the afternoon. So we limited the drink tickets, but, you know, we've been feeding them well. We've been taking care of them.
That's awesome, because I should point out, we'll see it in a bit, but they're actually right next to the XNA lobby bar, which is, you know, fully stocked with beer and, you know, other ammunition, which might lead to maybe some dodgy code, or is alcohol actually productive?
Well, that you get to that point where you get loosened up and then the code gets better, but you got to be very careful. You don't want to slide down into just sloppy code bill. So we've been, like, you know, making sure that they're well looked after, and they're having a great time. And what's great is it's an international event. We have one guy from Brazil. We have two people from Germany.
Yep.
We have one person from the UK and then two from the US. So it's really an international kind of flavor here.
And would we know these guys? Have they developed anything else, other games in the past, perhaps we might have seen on, you know, online or on Xbox Live?
You actually wouldn't. These are just like independent developers. These are enthusiasts from the community.
Awesome.
And who've just come here that we've noticed from the community were doing really good work. So we invited them here and just gave them this challenge.
And were they you know, really, you know, worried that they only had 4 days to produce a game? Or is that really quite doable with XNA?
Actually, they were excited about this. I don't think they were worried at all. They're just gung-ho. Like, no, we'll do it. We're going to come. We're going to make a great game. So, you know, this won't be like the biggest games in the world, but I think it's really going to show what you can do with some talent and XNA Game Studio Express in a very short amount of time.
That's awesome. Well, we'll go check out these guys and see the games they're making. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Nick.
We're here in the lobby of Moscone Center North at GDC07, and this is the XNA Challenge. I'm here with Josh. Josh is actually competing in the XNA Challenge, and he's, for the past 4 days, been building a game from scratch using XNA Game Studio Express. Josh, thanks for being on 10.
You're welcome.
All right, so how's it been? 4 days, you're in the lobby, there's hundreds and thousands of people coming past you, you know, taking photos of you, talking to you. Is that conducive to writing a good game?
Well, I'd be lying if I said it was, but basically, it's been a great experience. You know, there's nothing like it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's just been great.
Now, you look quite calm. I think if someone had said to me, I had to write a game from scratch in 4 days, surrounded by thousands of people and noise and beer, probably wouldn't be looking as calm as you. You know, how did you find the process?
Well, I started off quite calm. First 2 days went really well, and then I hit a snag yesterday, and I was up till 4. And
4 a.m.?
4 a.m.
Not 4 p.m.?
No, 4 a.m. And then basically what happened... basically, you join me now, and it's all on the Xbox. It's off to the XNA party tonight, and there's nothing more I can do. So,
all right. Well, tell us about your game. What's the concept?
Okay, cool. It's a static screen shooter, kind of like Geometry Wars.
Right.
But what I've done is I've implemented a maze on top of that, so you're kind of traversing this maze, and it's four players, and you have to defend a central object from all kinds of enemies that are coming in at you and going for the object. As the game progresses, there's more and more enemies, there's weapon power-ups, there's scores, and you need to just, you know, keep in contact with each other and kind of fight through the waves.
And do we have a name for the game?
Yes, called Damage Control.
Damage Control. And did you come up with the concept really Monday morning when you first got here? You kind of been thinking about it for a while?
No, basically, a couple of weeks ago we were invited and told what would happen. We were told not to prepare any code in advance, but we were told that we should have an idea in our heads.
Yep.
So I went ahead and thought about what I could do in 4 days. I came up with something that I thought pretty simple to start, and then I can just iterate on it and hopefully build something fun.
All right, so can we have a look at your code? Can we have a look at the actual game and Nexene?
Okay, so
what are we looking at here?
This is Visual Studio Express, so it's free. And all I'm going to do is I'm just going to run the build. Okay, so this is damage control. As you can see, there'd normally be four players playing. Okay, I'm this blue guy here, and I'm just trying to defend this circling object in the center. Down the bottom there is the core integrity of the object, and it will, as the enemies get to it, it will lower and it will get hit, and eventually it will die if I don't protect it.
Okay, so it's a multiplayer game, so you can have up to four people playing, is that right?
Yes, right, yeah.
And,
and I'm dead.
Game over. Test the game. What's your highest score so far?
Highest score. I haven't really been paying too much attention, but I'll be surprised if any of the developers beat me tonight at around 60 million.
60 million, okay. So we're talking Geometry Wars kind of numbers.
That was definitely the idea.
All right. So have you created everything here? All the art, all the models, all the AI, everything from scratch?
No. Basically, what's happened is outside of this, I'm developing a Dream Build Play competition. For the Dream Build Play competition. And my artist for that, his name is Mayhair, and we got him on board to develop the artwork and the style, basically just to fill out my idea and trying to make it look as pretty as possible.
All right, well, the game's fantastic. Congratulations on pulling it together in 4 days. Congratulations for the rest of the competition, and we hope you do really well.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on 10. You know, if I want to muck around with game development, I'm an enthusiast, I want to look at making my own game. So first of all, I download Xena Game Studio Express, go to the website, which is...
Xena.com.
Beautiful. And now you mentioned before there's a new competition that we've got running, which is the Dream Build Play Con. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Dream Build Play is a competition we're running at the moment. It goes to the 2nd of July. And what it gives you is a chance to get your very own Xbox Live Arcade publishing contract.
Wow.
So we just want people to build games on Xena Game Studio Express, send them to us, we're going to judge them. There's some great prizes, like the first prize is $10,000, a great Alienware PC, we have software from like Softimage or Autodesk you can pick from, we have subscriptions, it's a great package. But that grand prize is an Xbox Live Arcade publishing contract, and we're going to work with you to give you the chance to get your game on Xbox Live and a shot at the big time.
That's very cool. So as an enthusiast, I can just get a bunch of mates together, a bunch of friends, and I can have someone wants to write the story, maybe do some graphics, someone do some sound, we can use XNA, pull it all together, and we could actually end up on Xbox Live Arcade.
You could do, and you could end up
with $10,000.
With $10,000 and a great Alienware PC. So, I mean, that's the real grand prize of it, is that, imagine, you and three friends, you got together and you built an amazing game. You get on Xbox Live Arcade. Imagine it just sells.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of money and a lot of recognition. So I think it's a real cool way to get exposure.
Now, has anything like this ever been done before? Like, has there been competition in the past to maybe make games for Xbox or Xbox 360?
Not for Xbox or Xbox 360. Normally, all these competitions really have to focus on the PC because there's never been a system like XNA Game Studio Express that really unlocks the console for enthusiasts and really democratizes development for them. So this is kind of a first on the console side, although there's other programming competitions. What's cool is we've had over 1,500 entrants already.
Already, wow.
So we haven't got the games, but people have registered on the site and they're like, hey, I want to go do this. So it's a really great sort of take-up from our community.
And resources for people who may be watching this video and want to actually join the comp?
Well, if you just go to xna.com, everything you need will be there. It'll push you to the right sites and tell you how to do everything.
Cool. And when does the competition finish?
Competition finishes 2nd of July, and then we're going to announce the winners on stage at our annual technology conference, GameFest, in August.
Awesome. So $10,000, some great prizes, and your game published on Xbox Live Arcade.
That's the player he's aiming for.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.